we temporarily interrupt our Advent commemoration as we join the whole Christendom today in celebrating Mary's Immaculate Conception. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, the whole world celebrate the solemnity of Mary's Immaculate Conception. I'd like at the outset to explain the word immaculate. Of course, we know what it means, but I'd like to go back to the root, the origin of the word in English, immaculate. Immaculate in English. In Latin, there is a word called macula. Macula is the Latin word for stain. And when you say immacula, it means no stain. Mary was conceived immaculate, without any stain of sin in the womb of her mother Anne. And this day, we rejoice as we recall the conception of Mary without any stain or dirt of original sin. Immacula, without any stain. I remember my grandmother, when she was still alive, she would tell the helper in the house, "Ikula mo ang damit. Magkula ka para mas pumuti ang damit." Magkula, ibig sabihin, ito ay pampaputi ng damit. The solemnity that we are celebrating today is not about Jesus born to a virgin. As a matter of fact, I said earlier, the gospel reading is not about Mary's Immaculate Conception, but about the Annunciation by the angel Gabriel. But this solemnity is about Mary conceived with no trace of original sin. That is why what we celebrate is Mary's most favored status, because she is untouched by sin. We commemorate Mary's absolute purity, her flawlessness, her sinlessness. My dear brothers and sisters, on December 8, 1854, the then Pope Pius IX pronounced and defined in the papal constitution entitled Ineffabilis Deus that the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instance of her conception, by a singular privilege and grace granted by God in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, was preserved exempt from all stain of original sin. And this is the meaning of Mary's Immaculate Conception. Pope Pius IX added, Mary is not only immaculate, she is entirely, completely immaculate. She is not only innocent, she is the most innocent. She is not only spotless, but the most spotless. They called Mary holy and completely removed from every stain of sin, all pure and all. She is the very archetype of purity and innocence. Mary alone and in her entirety has become the dwelling place of all the graces of the Holy Spirit. And except from God, Mary is superior to all. My dear brothers and sisters, the Virgin of Nazareth is the greatest, and the holiest of all saints. Mary is the most perfect work of God next to the Incarnation. The incompatible holiness of Mary shows forth the incomparable goodness of God. "Hail, full of grace," the angel said. Mary is full of grace. She is God's favored one. She is the most blessed among women. On February 11, 1858, in Lourdes, in France, a magnificent lady in a dazzling white garment with a white veil covering her head and shoulders, wearing a light blue waistband and a yellow rose on its foot, appeared to a young girl named Bernadette Soubirous. And on March 25, 1858, during Mary's 16th apparition, Our Lady lovingly revealed to Bernadette and said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." My dear brothers and sisters, "Hail, full of grace," is the sweetest salutation of the angel Gabriel. In Greek, it is kaire kekaritomene. Kaire kekaritomene is the direct translation in the Greek language, "Hail, full of grace," and Gabriel's salutation indicates Mary's unique abundance of grace, a supernatural, godlike state of the soul that finds its explanation and expression only in Mary's Immaculate Conception. The fathers of the church refer to Mary as the tabernacle exempt from defilement and corruption. Origen calls Mary worthy of God, Immaculate of the Immaculate, most complete sanctity, perfect justice, neither deceived by the persuasion of the serpent, nor infected by the poisonous breathings of the devil. Saint Ambrose says that Mary is incorrupt, a virgin immune through grace from every stain of sin. Theodotus of Ancyra describes Mary as a virgin innocent, without spot, void of culpability, holy in body and soul, a lily springing among thorns. Mary is pure from eternity, exempt from every defect. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is what we celebrate today: Mary's Immaculate Conception, the principal patroness of the Philippines. As we celebrate this beautiful memory of the Blessed Mother, let us also challenge ourselves to avoid sin in all its forms. We are not free from original sin. We do not share the same grace that Mary received from God, but we can try our best to avoid evil, to do good, to avoid sin, and live lives that are more pleasing to God. Amen.